There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program, focusing on things that are going on. We're going to meet the founder of the... I don't want to miscook this, Kenny. The MRS, the MERS.
The Mrs.
The Mrs.? Why don't they spell it out?
The McDonald's.
It's like Mrs. Kessler.
How about Mrs. Horn?
That'd be Ms.
Ms. Horn. I see. Yeah. That's right. Your mother's name isn't Horn anymore.
No, she's Sweeney.
Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Sweeney.
That's it.
All right. So what can you tell me about the Mrs., Jennifer?
I'm sorry, what?
It's a group.
I don't have a Mrs. Dougie.
Really? Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. We could change that. Mrs. Horn, you've got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Page, you've got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Kessler, I don't know anything about your daughter. Can't do that.
Are you going to sing the entire show?
No.
Probably.
Come on.
I don't want to do that.
Let's turn it into a musical.
Okay, let's get to Los Angeles, where Jennifer is today, and I'll be there tomorrow. The police chief there, Mr. Beck, says that he has yet to see evidence that would justify one of his officers shooting an unarmed homeless man near Venice Beach. He cautioned that his department's investigation just getting underway. The last time I saw anybody shot on Venice Beach was Chris O'Donnell, who plays G on NCIS Los Angeles.
That was just a movie, though, Dougie.
Oh, okay.
Shooting is different.
Right. All right. Yeah. So the police chief said, Jennifer, anytime an unarmed person is shot by a police officer, it takes extraordinary circumstances to justify that.
And he does.
I haven't seen any of those yet. So what's the latest from the Los Angeles perch where you are?
You know, Beck is actually pretty good. If you remember back a few months ago, there was that video that came out where it looked like the police shot a homeless person in downtown L.A. It turns out that guy was a bank robber and was reaching for the weapon of the cops.
Right.
Beck is pretty thorough with his investigations, and he's pretty transparent. He's pretty smart in how he handles the media and the people of L.A. So I think he's getting ahead of it, saying, look, he doesn't know what's going on. It doesn't look good, but he's checking it out, and more to come, right?
All right, so yet another story of police shooting. So, I mean, it happens everywhere around the country, not everywhere, but a lot around the country. This confrontation began late Tuesday night. A couple of officers responding to a 911 call. The man was in his 20s, arguing with a bouncer. I know that bar. It's at the corner of, it's not Venice, but it's at the corner of Nielsen and what's the name of that street that goes across? Is a really seedy store on the other side of this. But most of the stuff,
you know what Doug likes to play? Doug likes to play I Know L.A., and so he'll tell you where this street is.
Yeah, so like anybody cares where it is.
Oh, a really seedy area of Venice.
Yeah.
Is, you know, covers a large stretch. Yeah.
Right. Well, we all have. Molly's worked and lived in Los Angeles for a long time. Jennifer's lived there all her life. I'm sort of a part-time Angelian and have been for 23 years, and that's the neighborhood. I actually owned a house in that neighborhood for a couple of years, and it was
great in the 60s.
Well, it was great, unless you're like me.
Not that you lived there in the 60s.
No, I lived there in the, I had the house from, like 2003 to 2005. It was a house that was a block from the beach. It was two stories, a two-family house. And my son and I lived upstairs. And I slept there three nights, and that was it. I couldn't sleep there. So I had to go back to the other house because there's so much noise.
Beach.
Exactly.
It's always going. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that's the point here. This scene is always noisy. It's always loud. There's always something going on. So it wasn't unusual for this sort of a call to come in, Jen, to this area. And so somehow or other, the guy was a homeless guy hassling past. There's nothing worse, by the way. Nothing worse We can all feel this way. And Los Angeles is like loaded with these people who are on every corner looking for money.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel badly for them, yes, but I don't like
being
confronted by them all the time.
Actors are a pain in the butt.
I think that's where they come from, actually. That's where it all starts. But yeah, you get harassed. I mean, there's a lady who's new in my area who's wandering around, and she says, can I have money? And one of the days I was like, you know what? Because normally I don't do money. Mm. I might do food. But they, you know, she looked desperate, and so I gave her a dollar, and she goes, no, ma'am, I need 20.
Yeah, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go to the ATM so I can give you a $20 bill.
Give me my dollar
back. Yeah. Exactly.
Start a funding site.
Yeah, okay.
There can be aggression, because a lot of what comes along with that, and not in all cases, but mental illness. I mean, you have to be aware of that when you're approaching these people.
Yep. Well, anyway, another black eye for another police move. Big cities like Los Angeles have these problems. New York, it seems once again, and we ask this question knowing that there is no real answer to it. We have our opinions. Is the news media covering more of this stuff? Is there more, or we just are having more of the stories covered? I have a feeling now that it's both.
Yeah.
I think
in areas like Los Angeles where they do not want to have another riot in Los Angeles. I mean, that's just, you'd be an idiot to think they'd want another riot here.
Yeah.
I think in places like this, you're hearing these stories now. You're hearing this story because of what's been going on in the news.
Well, you said that Beck is trying to get ahead of it.
He always does. Yeah. He's actually pretty good at that. I can't say he's my favorite police chief ever, because I really like Bratton a lot, but Beck gets ahead of it. He really does.
Yeah. So that's good. The polls are not good for the police, though, when you look around and people asking questions about whether there's too much of this stuff going on. Is there a day that goes by that we don't have some kind of a problem like this? And that's really, it's a tragedy. 13 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet the missus. If you have not heard of them, well, I guess we better go to commercials first.
Professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feast in on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Already. So we're always looking for new talent. One of the things that people talk about is what's around entertainment-wise. And music's certainly a big part of our world. And we don't shy away from conversations about the music that's around, whether it's today's music, yesterday's music. Andra Limont is the founder and the drummer of the group The Misses. And this is a new single from them called You Told Me. Crack it up, Kara, for a sec, will you? Let's try to figure out what makes them different. This is a group based in Austin, Texas. Music carries an inspiring message of self-acceptance. We all see flaws when we look in the mirror, do we not? And so I wonder, as you think about the things that mothers have to go through, I wonder if that's where the name came from. Let me ask that of Andra. Andra Lima, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good for you. So what's the derivation of the name The Misses, and it's spelled M-R-S. Why are you calling the group The Misses?
Well, you know, that name came from, the band came together a little bit uniquely because we're all realized women, we're married, and we're a little bit older. And when we came together, we thought, you know, we are misses. We want to sing about, we want to talk about topics that are a little bit, you know, like us. We're realized women. We want to sing about things that matter, things that are going on in our own lives.
I love that term, by the way. I've never heard it before, but how wonderfully well put. Realized women.
I just wrote that down.
That's a terrific expression.
Good.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the woman that I love and how she is a realized woman and how the experiences you had. So tell us a little about, you all have children. Did you all work before doing this kind of work?
Well, no. And actually, I never played an instrument until 6 years ago.
Really? Good for you.
Yes.
Was that out of frustration? You wanted to hit the, you went downstairs in the cellar to beat the drums instead of beating up on your kids? Is that how that worked?
Actually, no, but now, yes, no.
yeah.
No, the way that I brought up the drums came into my life was that I was looking for my daughter at the time, she was three. Yeah. I was looking for her piano lessons. And in living in Austin, that seems very normal.
Mm-hmm.
To maybe the rest of the world, that seems crazy.
Mm.
But yes, I was looking for her piano lessons, and the instructor at the time said, "Why aren't you playing an instrument?"
Mm-hmm.
And as a new mom, I thought, well, I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I took her up on it, and I started learning the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my best friend, Jenny, and I said, hey, this is really, a great thing. And why don't you do it with me? And so she started learning the bass, and we started kind of doing this together, and we formed a band. And we got a group of moms at the time together, and we just said, let's do this instead of a book club. Let's do a band club kind of a thing.
So cool.
Yeah.
You were the cool moms on the block.
Yeah, this is very cool. All right, so
Over the years, of course, this has definitely dramatically changed. This went from, you know, a club kind of a thing where we were learning, and I got serious very quick, and I, of course, have turned it into a very, you know, a strong career of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And as it evolved, 2 years ago, I created The Misses with my best friend, Jenny, and we found the three lovely ladies who are with The Misses now, who they've done music their whole lives.
Really?
And that's, music has been in their lives their whole life.
All right. You know what? This is too good a story to just corral in 4 or 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do, we have a couple of other things to do for the next few minutes. Would you mind having us come back to you in about 15 minutes to focus on some more? Because I want to know about the magic mirror, frankly. I find all of this and how people that are your friends that are your age are reacting to you and your success, that sort of thing. And are their husbands in the mix? And what do they think? All kinds of things. So if you want to go to themisses.com, themrs.com to check them out. We'll check them out more thoroughly in a few minutes on Good Day.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we seem to be confounding and confronting a lot of musical issues and questions today. We are going to go back to Andra Lamont from The Misses. But first time for our one-hit wonder song. This is a group of ladies, coincidentally, who have one song that made it to the top of the charts. One hit, that's it. Tell us the name of this group by dialing 888-302-3684. And you will get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder songs on it. The song is called I Know What Boys Like. Crank it up, Kara. Jen, you remember this?
I do.
Really? And what were you? Let's see. This was this week in 1982. This was on the top of the Billboard pop charts. So what do you?
I was four.
Four years old.
I remember hearing this song. I know this song. I don't know if I remember it the first time it was out.
But it must have been on the minds of most high school ladies, high school girls. I know what boys like.
Very flirty, yeah.
Yeah, very flirty. Yep. Band is from Akron, Ohio. And lead singer's name was Patty Donahoe. Donahue. She gave up a career of waiting on tables in Cleveland to enter the music business.
That was a tough choice, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Come to Los Angeles, you'll see restaurant after restaurant after restaurant. We'd love to have that story. Waitresses would love to have that story. The group also recorded the theme for and appeared in the TV series Square Pegs. Remember that?
Oh, sure, with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. All right, so that's back in the early 80s, mid-80s, actually. I Know What Boys Like was featured in an episode of Glee and the movie I Was a Teenage Zombie. Ah, there we go. Group had a couple of albums. And Ms. Donahue left the group during the recording of the second album in 1984. She was a heavy smoker, died of lung cancer at the age of 40. So there you go. There's a trip and a half right there. All right, so what are we cranking up? How long is this, Kara? Kenny, what do you think of this?
Brings back a lot of memories from high school for me.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Really? What is this? But you can't dance to this.
Oh, sure you
can.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
But the boys like it.
You're just doing it wrong, Debbie.
Is that so? What I find interesting is that all the callers to ID this group are men. Find interesting. So the waitresses were not the precursors for the Mrs., for sure, I'm guessing. But anyway, good, interesting story. Steve is in Bishopsville. Hello, Steve. Welcome to Good Day.
How are you doing?
Well, and you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, so what's the name of this group?
The Waitresses.
Yeah, what do you remember about them, and why do you remember their name?
I just think it was an annoying song.
You thought it was an annoying
song. It is pretty. It's taunting you, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
I know a buzz. All
right, Alan's down in Florida. Alan, what do you remember about, you had the same correct answer. What do you remember about this group, or more importantly, what was going on in your life at the time?
Well, I was working at the college radio station doing new wave shows, and I played them quite a bit.
Really? Would you call the Waitresses? I'm trying to remember.
So they were new wave, huh?
About, I played new wave music 10 years earlier than that. And but of course they went around. I'm trying to remember what I consider
that was Ice
new.
Age wave. Again,
that was old wave.
Yeah.
Okay, the two of you, don't overplay your part. Thanks very much, Alan. Did you use that experience in college radio to go on to have a career in radio?
Well, yeah, I worked in radio professionally for a little while, and then I got out of it because it really didn't pay. I joined the Navy.
Mm. Really?
Yep.
Smart move.
In the Navy. What was it? Who did that? The YMCA. Those people did that, right? All right, so we're going to send you a CD. Where'd the other guy go? He can come. We'll give a CD to both of you with all these one-hit wonder tunes. Yes, the group was the Waitresses, who did I Know What Boys Like.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what if that perfectly trained cat, all of a sudden, for no reason you can think of, stops using the litter box? You know, every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your cat's elimination habits suddenly change, it's really important you take it to the vet for a checkup. Once you've ruled out all the physical problems, here are things that you need to understand. Make sure you select the right type of litter box. If it was an outdoor cat that you brought in, they may not know from litter. You might want to use the litter box, but fill it with some dirt and grass from outside till they get used to it. Select the right type of litter. Keep the litter box clean. You know, cats are fastidious about their cleanliness, so a dirty litter box can get your cat right out. And here's the biggest mistake people make. When cleaning up, they run to the cupboard and they pick up ammonia or any of those cleansers underneath the kitchen sink. All of them contain ammonia, and so does urine. So by cleaning up with ammonia, what you're doing is you're putting down the same scent. Make sure you use a good odor neutralizer. That can make all the difference in the world. But check with your vet first. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Molly Page is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny Kessler is here. In a moment, you're going to re-meet Andra Lamont from the singing group The Misses. Fascinating story. But we've got to touch base with a couple of things going on, including the voting that continues in England today. The polls suggest that the election is going to be very tight. Neither main party has a clear advantage, so it'll be messy. Kind of the same thing that went on in Israel after Netanyahu got elected. If he hadn't put together a coalition in the last 24 hours, he would have been out as fast as he got in. That's the way these parliamentary governments work. So if whoever wins today, Ed Miliband is the Labour Party challenger, wants to push David Cameron out. He's the Conservative Party leader. The result certainly will focus, obviously, on the issues in England, including what's going on in Scotland, their independence movement, and that's what's caused this whole mess in the first place. So I don't know if it's a mess. The people in England are much better at voting than we are, by the way. I think the last thing I saw, Kenny, was 84% of the people that are eligible.
That is so good. That's awesome.
Get out to vote.
So it should be.
Well, in most other countries in the world that aren't so spoiled like we are, the Israeli election, about the same kind of turnout there.
It should be 100%.
Well,
it
ought to be, of course. Look at how bad we are here. We think it's great if, what was it, 70% showed up for the last presidential election?
And our right to vote is the newest, but we can't even say that it wears off.
I told you here in Framingham, when we had the local elections the first Tuesday of April, 7%. Of the total population eligible to vote actually voted on local elections. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Okay, speaking of disgraceful, Tom Brady may have disgraced the NFL and the Patriots.
You do know that's a Boston team, right, Jackie?
Why? What did I said New England, did I?
No, you did. I just want to make sure before you throw them under the bus, you make sure you throw them under one of your own.
You don't think that I know the Patriots are a New England team?
Yes, I'm serious.
Are you really? I'm not that
And one of your son's favorites, so I just want you to be
He has no use for them now.
Okay.
Right? He doesn't like them anymore.
All right.
He thinks they're a bunch of crybabies, and they'd be
just
overpaid.
Warning you to tread lightly.
And he's like his father because he doesn't think that playing football is good for you. Anyway, so there was a 243-page report that was released yesterday, found, quote, it's more probable than not that the Patriots staff deflated footballs and that Brady knew about it.
Right.
So he's going to talk tonight at Salem State University. You can be sure that'll be the number one topic.
The guy who touches the ball the most on the team is the quarterback. He knows about it.
Right.
But they also said that many other teams do the same thing.
So that makes it right.
And the Ravens were like, you know what? They would have beat us anyway. You could have flattened all the balls and we still would have lost.
Yeah.
They got their butts kicked. It didn't make a difference in the game. It was
Indianapolis because the Ravens are the ones that turned him in.
Right.
All right, let's get to some of these more interesting and probably more important, and that is the fate of this new group. Richie, play a little bit. You haven't heard the new single from the Misses.
Already, yeah.
You will like this lady, and you will like the group. The song's called You Told Me, all-female band from Austin, Texas. Can we put that picture up on Facebook, Kenny, Molly, whatever? We've got a picture of this group of ladies.
That's on their LinkedIn.
It's on their LinkedIn page. Yeah. Well, I think, Andra, welcome back again. The idea, who wrote this song? I'm listening to the lyric line about life for women being complicated, and I couldn't agree more. I think that women who are of your age have so many expectations. They are expected to be mothers. They're expected to work. They're expected to take care of. And so you have three or four main jobs, and I don't think men come close to that responsibility. They oughta. Most men don't know how to take responsibility for much of what's going on in their lives, and they lay that on their wives as well. Yes?
Yeah. Well, you know, most everything we write about, when we come up with, we kind of concept write, is how we come up with the way we are. All of our songs and all of our songs on our album are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this You Told Me is very much like that. We wanted to come out with a song that really was something about how we feel about our own children and the life lessons that our mothers taught us, and now we're passing on to our children. Three of the ladies in the band have children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, you know, just the wisdom that our moms bestowed on us that we are now passing on. And that's what the whole meaning of this song is. And it's something that we're actually celebrating. You know, it's Mother's Day is coming around the corner.
Right.
We're celebrating moms.
Yeah. So these five ladies, all you had a couple of professional friends and then others that you met to put the group together who are professional musicians. But it looks to me that you're all about the same age from what I can see in the picture. Tell us about the magic mirror concept. This is something that makes you and the group much more intriguing and interesting. And listen carefully. Everybody, if you're driving, sort of slow down. If you're at home, put down what you're doing and listen to the concept that the Misses have put together to... And apparently you've got like 100,000 people or more who have stood in front of the Misses Magic Mirror. What's that all about?
Yes, and even more than that, have actually watched our music video. It's now been seen by close to 6 million, you know, people worldwide. It's been translated in multiple languages, and this whole concept came to us because we feel this, and a lot of our writing comes from that. And you know, I think that maybe some of your listeners out there may feel this way too, because it resonates with a lot of people, and it comes from a place of feeling that you're not enough. And exactly what you were just talking about, juggling it all.
Yeah.
You know, feeling like you're not enough is very universal. And when we started writing that song, it came from our own experience of looking in the mirror and sometimes beating ourselves up. And we wrote the song to encourage people out there to feel, you know, okay with who they are. And on every level, from... You know, when you're out there working, to being a mom, to, you know, your everyday life, we tend to beat ourselves up in all these areas, as well as how we look. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just one facet of who we are, you know,
yeah.
But all the areas. So that's where that came from. And the mirror, which is where we go around touring and putting people up in front of it, as well as when we play and rock out, the mirror is the video. If you go to our website, themissus.com, you'll see it. And you can also find it on YouTube. But we ask people one question: how do you feel when you look in the mirror? And I think that is the question that resonated with everyone, because most people have a hard time with that question.
I know women that I care about talk about the way they see themselves, and it's not usually as positive as you'd like to think, especially when there's so much going on. I mean, a woman that I love, there's great learning going on to. I like standing here. I have liked standing in front of the mirror with her and watch her sometimes put on her makeup and things, and you wonder, okay, what do you see when you're looking at that? What do you see? What do
and
you think?
I bet it's very different between what you're seeing in her and what she sees in her, and that's what we did with people.
Mm-hmm.
We let them see themselves through the eyes of the people that care most about them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's unique about our mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mirror, why we call it magic, a magic mirror, is because it's kinder and it's gentler, and we're letting people see themselves with compassion and kindness.
All right, so there's an app that people can get too, right? The Magic Mirror app.
Yes, it's free, and you can download it right off our website again. It's the Mrs. Magic Mirror app, and it recreates that whole experience that people are loving on, you know, from our video.
All right. Now, the other thing is, because Mother's Day is this weekend, you have a contest going. I got about a minute left here for you to explain how people can win $50,000 in financial counseling and that sort of thing.
Yes.
What's the story with this?
And I am so excited about this contest because I have been reading all the stories coming in. And just like our song, it is celebrating the life lessons that our mother has given to us. And all people have to do is go to the website and tell us a little snippet. It's 500 characters or less of a life lesson that their mom taught them, or someone who's very important and special in their life that has taught them that they're now passing on to their kids, or that they're just, you know, living out in their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And all the band members, we're all reading them. And we've partnered with with Rising Tide Capital, who is going to provide financial consulting to help them. What are they going to do with $50,000 after they win it?
Right. Yeah, what are you doing? So, yeah, exactly. Don't blow it. Invest it. By the way, we did post a picture of these five. Which one is you?
I'm a blonde, so I know there's two.
There's two blondes on the right.
Yes, I am in the middle, not on the end.
The taller one. Yes, okay.
Yes.
I just conceptually, it's always good. Sort of one of the fun things about doing radio, I have five people on the air with me, and we never actually see each other because all of us are in different places. And so it's one end. Then you like to put people want to know, what does Jennifer look like? What does Molly look like? What does Kenny look like? What does Richie look like? And what do I look like? So it's the same sort of thing when you hear a band singing and or a group of people, you're talking to a person, it's kind of nice to know how they look. So this is a very good exercise in any number of ways. I would suggest those of you who are listening or intrigued by this, go to themissus.com, the MRS, all together, themrs.com. You can find out more about their single, about the album, about the Magic Mirror, and the You Told Me contest. Lots of things are going on. We wish you a lot of success, Andra. What a great story, and we're happy to have had you here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you're welcome. Our pleasure. Let's make it 16 before the hour. Jennifer, update television news next here on Good Day.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudeen posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Mother's Day is the perfect occasion to tell mom how special and appreciated she is by giving a unique gift that reminds her of your love for years to come. Amanda Gizzi from Jewelers of America shares some great ideas on what to look for when shopping for that perfect gift.
Mother's Day gifts that are personal will have a special place in her heart. Look for customized gifts like a bar necklace with her children's birthstones or initial pendants. Stackable jewelry is also a top gift as it lets her easily mix and match bracelets, watches, and bangles to create fashionable looks.
What about something unique?
Mother's Day gifts don't have to be simple and generic. Bold, oversized stud or cluster earrings channel a vintage look that mom is sure to love. No matter what her style, there are countless perfect jewelry gifts at your local Jewelers of America member jeweler.
To learn more and to find a professional jeweler near you, log on to JIC.org. That's JIC.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, television time on Good Day. First thing I want to start with before Jennifer gets to her report is a video. The video of the day today, in fact, at DougSteffen.com, comes from James Corden and The Late Late Show. He had Arnold Schwarzenegger on the other night, and he got him to perform a number of scenes from some of his movies. Here's just a snippet.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This evening's roll call will be a celebration of the film career of the one, the only, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Don't I look ready?
You certainly look ready. Can we do this?
Yes.
All right, let's go. What is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and have the lamentation of their women.
Okay, there's a whole bunch of that. I'm going to watch that myself.
They only change costumes between every bit. It's really funny.
Yeah. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Jennifer.
Does anybody on late night TV know how to interview anybody anymore?
Nope.
They all play games.
Yeah.
They all play games with
no
them.
No conversations.
When David Letterman leaves, there are no more interviewers on TV.
Well,
maybe Jimmy Kimmel.
That's the same case with Bob Schieffer leaving Face the Nation. One of the stories that Jennifer's got quickly is that he's leaving at 7. 78, and one wonders who are none of those pups that are doing those other shows. They don't know from nothing about talking to people. So anyway, that's one of the stories. Jen, what else?
He says when he retires, by the way, he said, I'll never work any other place than CBS. So he said, they asked him if he'd come back to TV. He said, only for CBS. That also, that kind of loyalty, very, very rare. Yeah. You don't see that anymore. Yeah. All right, so speaking of CBS, Supergirl. Remember Supergirl? She's pretty cool. She's a superhero drama that is being picked up by CBS. So next fall, you will see Chuck Lowry involved with a new series, a drama. I don't know if he's been involved with many dramas before, but Supergirl coming to CBS, cashing in on that superhero franchise. Plus, Full House getting fuller. Netflix is bringing back the reboot of Full House called Fuller House. Ooh. The full cast is returning for at least the reunion episode, and then the series will continue on.
There you go. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen at 51 After on Good Day.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the bright spot of Jennifer Horn's day, of Molly Page's day, of Ken Kessler's day, of Rich McFadden's day, and I got to tell you, it's the bright spot of my day. Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. The lilac trees are beginning to grow leaves. You know what that means? Most exciting thing about springtime is smelling the lilacs when they come about.
So pretty.
Or as Molly would say, a beaut. So that'll be something we have to look forward to. Meanwhile, there is a little thing called Britain's Got Talent, television show that Simon, when you say Simon, you don't have to say his last name, right, anymore? Simon is one of these people like Oprah. Mention their name, or Hillary, or
Cher.
You don't need his last name. Anyway, so there is some audio from that, but it's a great video of the day. We'll highlight that. Plus some audio from the Wendy Williams program, Food for Thought, up next here on Good Day.
Who says you have to wait until summer to tackle those projects to spruce up your home? Spring is the perfect time to take advantage of the better weather and get your home ready for a season full of fun. George Oliphant, home improvement expert and Emmy Award-winning host of LXTV's George to the Rescue, says it's time to get your outdoor living space in tip-top shape.
As the home decor superstore, At Home has more than 10,000 combinations for your patio and outdoor living areas, and more than 65 patio cushions to suit your style. You can find an endless variety of products for every room in your home, all at everyday low prices.
Heading inside the home, George says the bathroom is a great place to start. He says changing fixtures, like the shower head, is an easy and affordable way to spruce things up.
Moen's new Attract Hand Shower with Magnetics features an innovative, powerful magnetic dock that allows for easy release and docking of the shower head. Consumers can easily switch between 6 high-performance spray options, ranging from massage to full-rinse sprays.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
All right, so here we have the first opportunity for a little smile here. From Britain's Got Talent, the dance group Old Men Grooving shocks Simon. So here's a little of the audio. You got to see the video. Good music.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
We're Old Men Grooving.
Okay. Do you have jobs?
Yes, we do.
I'm an IT manager.
I'm a teacher. And I do some part-time teaching as well.
Do you think that this is something that the Queen or the Royal Family would like?
Yeah, we think they're going to love what we're doing.
Okay, best of luck.
Thank you.
How long does it take for us to see this again?
Well, this gets into the what they're doing is dancing, so
right.
You really have to see the rest.
All right, so we
have, yeah. Don't ask me.
Oh, I like the music.
Don't ask me.
I can.
Crowd absolutely.
Look at the face
on
Simon.
You have to see the look on Simon.
Yeah, that's what it is. The whole thing here is them doing the dance and watch Simon's face. So check it out. Video
Simon.
Of the day. I do too. He ought to be back.
Yeah.
He's the only thing that made. If they wanted, if they were smart, they'd get him, pay him whatever he wanted to do something with America's Got Talent. America's. What do you call it?
American Idol.
Is that? I mean, we haven't paid any attention to it this season at all.
It's
right.
Still on.
My wife watches it, and she loves it.
Down to the last three, I think.
Yeah, but nobody. We haven't talked about it once here since it started in January.
Because all you liked is when Simon just tore
right.
everybody apart.
I mean, I think that's why people watch
and
it.
The judges don't do that anymore.
All right. Speaking. Right. Who wants to watch that? So, one of my faves is Wendy Williams, daytime television talk host, who answers audience members' questions about things in their life. Here's one focused on Mother's Day.
I have a husband and a 16-year-old son, and every year for Mother's Day, I always splurge on my mother, my grandmother, my mother-in-law, my stepmom, and no one ever does anything for me. So I'm thinking about disappearing this Sunday and just take a spa day. Should I do that? Am I wrong?
First of all, when you become a mother, you only owe one person a card or token, and that's your own mother.
Okay.
The rest of the day is supposed to be all for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get two roses, one for my daughter and one for the other mother. There are two mothers that I like. My daughter is a mother for the first time this year.
Oh, no. You're
mothers.
Going to celebrate
I'm
with
going
her, right?
to celebrate Mother's Day with her this weekend, yes. And I will bring her a rose, because that's what she deserves.
You have an extra. You could bring me one.
Oh, okay. Well, you and I should get together
I have
somewhere.
A cat.
Because you're certainly a mother.
That's nice.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.